many people say that nothing works here in Washington, D.C. I think this is an example of how you can get Democrats and Republicans working together on a common cause. And I think the 84 votes demonstrate that the leadership that Senator Harkin and Senator Chambliss, Senator Conrad, Senator Grassley, and Senator Baucus have brought to this effort are results-oriented kinds of things that we can get done here in Washington, and it's probably a template for other things that we ought to be doing here. Secondly, this bill is a very important bill for me. When I came here to the Senate, my maiden speech on the floor was about the forgotten America. And it's because when you look at the map of the United States of America, and there's about 1,700 counties out there that are designated as rural counties. About 850 of those lost population in the last 5 years. And so one of the things that I wanted to do was to inject a new vibrancy, a new life, a new flowering into those rural counties all across America, many of them in the heartland of America, many of them in the eastern plains of Colorado. And this Farm Bill does that in a number of different ways, including the energy title of the Farm Bill, the conservation title, the conservation reserve programs, and a whole host of other things. So I'm very proud of what we have done here to address the needs and issues of that forgotten America. And thirdly and finally, the energy title, Title IX of this Farm Bill is very important. I think that we are at a point in our history in this country where we are opening up a whole new opportunity for the blooming and flowering of rural America. And it's going to happen as we grow our way to energy independence and we embrace the biofuel programs that we have underway in my state of Colorado and all across this country. And the energy bill that we passed in December, which the President signed, Senator Grassley and I authored a provision in there that laid out a vision that we get to 25% of our energy from renewable energies by the year 2025. This legislation in Title IX will help us get there, and it embraces the concept of cellulosic ethanol, where those people who are working on cellulosic ethanol, including in Georgia today, in Senator Chambliss' state, they tell us that we are only a year or so away from being able to commercially deploy some of that technology. So I am very, very excited and very proud of this team of Democrats and Republicans coming together to address some of the fundamental issues that are affecting our country.